Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, October 26th. Getting ready for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And you're eating what? Reese's Pieces?
I am. I'm not even going to bother saying it.
Yeah, because what's Pieces?
I know. I say it all the time. Even the other day I was out, I was like, yeah, I love Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, nobody
and
says anything
like,
to you?
No, never. Really? My whole life, no one's ever said anything.
Wow.
So I'm like, it must be right.
No, it's not right. Look at the word. It says pieces.
Yeah, whatever.
Makes more sense, right?
I'm eating the Reese's snack mix from CVS. Get me through the day. It's my breakfast.
I love Reese's, though.
I don't like chocolate, but for some reason, I can get through eating them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when I'm craving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had like one too many pieces, so I'm like, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't have too much in the morning. It's not very cool.
No.
But, you know, the edible cookies I make, those are like a Reese's mix.
Yeah, that you got off Amazon, which I think is sketchy as hell.
Why?
I think buying any food supplies off Amazon is weird.
No, come on. What? It's like powder. What? You know?
Even worse.
Cookie mix.
Yeah, and you don't know what people are like actually packaging and giving to you.
It's all packaged. Come on.
I don't care. I don't trust a single person. I'm going to Ralph's.
Oh, my God. But they don't have it at Ralph's.
They have peanut butter cookie mix at Ralph's.
They don't.
It's not Reese's, but.
No, they don't have any at all.
Yes, they will. I'm going to go there and I'm going to get it for you.
Just peanut butter, but not with chocolate.
No, there is.
I'm telling you.
If there is. Oh, wait, no, it's pre-made cookies. The ones that you just put on the. Okay, yeah, you're right.
All right. I've looked. Believe me, I'm looking to.
You're right.
To spice it up a little bit with different mixes, but you know, what do you have? Chocolate chip, you have oatmeal, and that's about it.
Both of those sound terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah, I feel
it. And those are good cookies too, you know. I should bring you one sometime.
No, I'm all set with edibles.
Yeah?
110%.
Even if you take just a couple bites?
No, not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I had such a horrible experience the first time. I'm scarred for life.
Yeah, right?
That and Molly.
At least you're able to smoke still, so that's good.
Yeah.
You enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. I smoked yesterday and I didn't get high.
Really?
Yeah, because my friend brought her weed over and I don't know what trash she'd be buying.
Shitty?
Oh, my God.
Really?
And we smoked like a whole blunt. And I felt nothing. I was like, this is horrible.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you got to keep getting it from your guy. How's he doing?
Did you? He won't talk to me.
Won't talk to you?
I mean, I don't blame him. He needs a week to not be mad anymore.
Yeah, you still have hope, right?
I mean, I apologize. I did send a text and apologize, but like, I think he's giving me the silent. I mean, he didn't block my number and he didn't unfollow me, which means he probably still a little bit cares for me. But I think because he kept telling me one more like joke or bad text, like I'm going to cut you off. And I think this is him like giving me the warning, like I wasn't joking.
Right.
And now I'm like, okay, I get it.
Wow.
I get it.
So you almost crossed the red line. That's what he's saying to you.
Or I did. I don't know because he won't.
One more chance.
No more. Right now, there's no chance.
No chance.
Because he didn't even respond to my apology text.
What are you doing?
I don't know. He didn't even do anything wrong. I just like, you know, when girls want attention, they want it at that very moment. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a lesson for you, too. Maybe you're keeping the guys away like that.
Oh, yeah. 110%.
Yeah.
110%.
So you can't change.
I mean, I want to. I just need to put my phone down.
Mm-hmm.
There's no answers on the phone.
Right. You got to put that phone down and focus on people more.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And stop with the texting already. You know, when you deal with someone.
Just deal with it in person. Have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then at least on the phone, they can hear like your tone of voice.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to text message where it can be construed you yelling if you put like a caps, if you type in caps or something.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I don't understand that. People like, I would think text is just like to let somebody know, I'll be there in a few minutes, or not to have like long discussions sessions and shit.
And I send like long paragraph text messages.
Right. I'm sure.
Like the queen of it.
I know. So some of your posts are very long.
Yeah.
For
super long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can you imagine a text when I'm in my feelings?
Well,
but I basically sent him a text and I said, hey, listen, like, I completely understand why you're not talking talking to you today, but I do want to say, like, obviously I was in my feelings and I wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in over a week. I missed you. Like, right. Pretty much just saying, like, yeah. I didn't mean anything bad by it.
Yeah.
And well, I was like, sex
hopefully
makes you
he'll
do,
see that.
I know. It was like, sex makes you do crazy things, you know?
No, it makes you do crazy things.
No, I'm not the only girl on this planet sending long psycho paragraph text messages.
No,
let me tell
you. No, that's true. But yeah. You said that you fall for a guy once you have sex with him.
Yeah. All but right. I mean, this is all a warning I gave him before we hooked up.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be like a couple of weeks where it's like, just let me be a psychopath and then I'll calm down.
Oh, God. Who would give you those 2 weeks? Come on.
But you know, I was
especially
talking
in the beginning.
I know. And I was talking to my guy friend about it. He's like, listen, like because he met him. My guy friend met him and he's like, he definitely likes you. He's like, I even knew as a third party the way he looked at you, like, this guy's definitely feeling you. But the minute you take the fun out of hanging out with you and it becomes stressful, it doesn't matter how much you like the person. You're cut off.
Right.
So I basically cut myself off.
And you knew you would. I mean, you know, it's like you said something in the beginning.
Yeah, and it's almost like I don't want to see myself happy. It's like, yeah. I self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage your stuff, yeah.
And then I regret it after. It's like, yeah. So then why did you do it in the first place?
I wonder why. Maybe you just feel comfortable
being alone.
No, attacking people and being a bitch.
No. I mean, I never feel comfortable being bitches to people I mean, care
but
about.
It's natural to you though to react like that. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a new post. I think it's the most entertaining when you reply to people.
Yeah, I talk shit.
Talk shit.
Well, sometimes people just need to be told to shut the fuck up.
They do.
Like,
they do.
It's way too early in the morning for you to be this angry.
But tell me something. You go through all the hundreds of comments. How do you have time for all that?
Because I have nothing to do.
I know. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the problem. You're too much into social media.
Yeah.
You're right. You
I
gotta
need to
get
off
of
my
your...
phone. I need to stop researching with these dudes that I'm not even dating or doing. It's none
God,
of my business.
You're in a position where it's tough. I mean, you don't have a job. You have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're not finding anything.
Right.
I don't know.
I know.
Maybe you're being too picky. Go work at McDonald's or something. Do something. No? No McDonald's.
No.
Okay. What about Starbucks?
I wouldn't know how to make a coffee even if you taught me. Like, if somebody taught me for 8 hours how to make a coffee, I would...
Come on,
just...
you can't talk like that about yourself. You're not going to be able to be hired for anything.
No, I'm good with, like, personal assistant, answering phones, customer service, and that's what I've been applying for.
Right.
But, I mean, making a coffee at a coffee shop, not going to happen.
Not going to happen
no.
for you.
And I'd have, like...
Even if you're hungry and you have no place to live and things like that. I mean, if it gets that bad... You won't go work.
Yeah, it's like almost to that point. I mean,
right.
I've been getting lucky the past couple of months. This month, I have no idea how I'm paying my rent.
So that's what I'm saying.
Listen, and it's due in 4 days.
Listen, you got to do some things you don't like to do.
I know. I've been applying for shit I don't like to do. Like, I don't want to work in an office, but I will work in an office. I just
right.
haven't gotten an interview. It has yeah. nothing to do with me not trying. It has everything to do with it not working out.
And you're afraid to do Uber, right?
I can't. I have a Massachusetts license and car.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I can get in trouble for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like when I go to get my California license, my fine is probably going to be like $2,000.
$2,000?
My roommate he's from Chicago and he just paid $1,500.
But how long have you not had registration?
I mean, I have a registration on my Massachusetts car.
Right. So why would they like give you such a fine?
But it expires in 2019.
Okay, so that's when you'll exchange it.
Yeah,
why would
I don't know
be
what
penalty?
I'm going to do.
Why would there be penalty?
So when you live here, I don't know. My roommate explained it to me because he had no
yeah,
idea.
But
he
they
just thought he was
know
going
you
in
lived
for
here.
Like.
They don't know you lived here.
I mean, I've gotten mail sent to me here for like 2 years, Sam. They definitely can tell. Mm. Like, I got bills here. I have to pay like water, electric.
Right.
You know?
But does the DMV know? Do they care?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you just go. You say, listen, I moved from Massachusetts. I need California plates. And that's it. What's the big deal? Come on. You're not getting it. As long
as I can't change my plates, though, because my car is leased.
So?
Like, I'd
you
have
sure?
to return. Yeah, 110%.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to return that car and then lease a car out here.
Yeah. Well,
and I can't do that right now.
It's time to return that car.
I know. I
you
hate my car.
You fucking leased it for 10 years.
Yeah. And I've already paid. It's like worth, if you go to Kelly Blue Book, it's worth like $10,000.
Right.
And I've already paid like almost 30 on it.
Right.
That's insane. I could have had like a brand new
yeah,
Mercedes
we
at that
already
point.
Know that you made a mistake.
But my credit was so bad when I got the car. It's like the only company that was like, we'll like hook you up. So I really had no choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. And they give you the shittiest fucking deal too.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, girl, you need to get your life in gear.
But
there.
I'm so positive. Yeah. You know, like, I have no idea how I'm paying my rent in 4 days, and I'm still like, I can't cry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll cry about it on the first when I don't.
But you got to do something. God, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, if I were here for so long, well, not that long, but a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been here a year, haven't found anything to do. I would at that point say, you know what? I should live here.
No.
Yeah.
No, because then everyone would leave. Literally, my roommate just had his friends over the other day, and all of them have not been working and are in the same boat that I am. And it's not just me who cannot find a job.
Right. There's but what kind of a life is this to live poor?
You just gotta thug it out until something works. If that's the advice you give people, everyone would quit immediately.
No, not immediately. But I mean, shit, you know, I would not. If I realize, listen, things are not going to change here, I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
You can see a pattern
right
here that you're looking and looking and looking and nothing's coming up for you.
Yeah. This is when I wish I had a sugar daddy. Straight up.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I
need... Get one.
I don't... First of all, I can't do that morally. I just can't.
Why?
I just can't, like, sleep with someone for money. Like, I can't sleep with someone because my
rent
is due.
But you can find someone who's nice that you like. You know, they don't have to be very old either. Who says a sugar daddy has to be old? They could find someone in their 40s, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't think 40s is old. I date a 40-year-old.
Right.
I actually have... I met this Italian guy like a month and a half ago. And he looks like Christian Bale. And he's... I thought he was like 35. He looks like he's 35. But he was 43.
Right.
And I was like, you do not look like you're 43. But he actually texted me last night and was like, can I take you out this weekend? I'm back in LA. And I was like... Oh.
Yeah, you see, I mean, if you're dating someone, you might as well date someone with money, you know? Come on.
But I also...
That's a good idea.
I know, but I don't know if this guy has money.
I mean, people will call you a hooker, but who cares, you know? I mean, the thing is, all I'm saying is that there's got to be a guy that you'll enjoy being with.
John.
Who is older than you.
John.
John. Who's John?
The guy that I've been seeing.
Okay.
But he's not talking to me, so...
Right, but he's not willing to pay money to have you. Some people...
I would never ask him to.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Some guys, let's say, they don't have the time. They don't have this, you know, they're too busy making money, whatever.
Right?
But that's a stereotype. I'll bet you some guys are just like, they're not that rich, but they'll still give you money, you know, to support you.
See, I always wondered how that worked with chicks. Like, when they're, like, getting money from dudes, like, how does that conversation even happen? Like, how does this dude just give you money for your rent? Like, how does that...
Well, you probably ask. Or maybe he offers.
I could never. It depends.
It depends on the personality and how much money they have, I guess, right?
Right. Yeah, I could never just look at a guy and be like, so can you pay my rent?
No, but what if you... If you both knew you were hooking up for that reason? Like a sugar relationship.
Oh, I mean, that's different.
That's
what
I'm saying.
If you're, like, actually dating someone and
not dating.
Okay,
no.
So you're talking about, like, if you have a
sugar daddy
situation. Yeah, I mean, when girls are in that situation, they know, oh, God, I got to suck this dude's dick on Wednesday because rent is due on Friday.
Right.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, that's like a hooker, huh?
Yeah, it's like you're, like a closet prostitute.
Right. But no, if you decided to have a relationship with someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can't be the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't go with someone gross. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I would never.
So
I have to be physically attracted to someone.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I get physically attracted to personality.
Yeah.
You know, like, is it a plus if the guy's good looking? Absolutely. Is it a plus that he dresses well? For sure. But if, like, you can make me laugh, I'm most likely going to, like, care about you.
Okay. So why can't you connect with someone older? Who's looking for a sugar girl, whatever.
I mean, but how does that conversation even come up? If you meet someone older, hey, I will pay all your bills if you sleep with me twice a month.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird ass conversation to be having with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, how do people, that's what I'm saying. How do girls that are in that situation even get in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, how are you even having that conversation?
Well, maybe, I'm thinking about that website the guy
I just
was
actually
doing.
Was right when you said that. I was like, oh, the websites.
Yeah, the website. Then you know who is, you know, you go to the sugar daddy stuff. And everybody knows exactly why they're there.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get so much criticism if you did that. But
I would never. Yeah. You will not catch me on that website. I'm sorry. I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be broke.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on the 26th wondering how I'm paying my rent than be on that website.
Really?
Yeah. 110%.
Well, you got a reputation to protect.
And not only that, my old roommate, she was on that website, and she was like literally fucking dudes for $250.
Really?
I'm like, you just slept with this motherfucker for not even like a car note.
Right.
That's not even your car note plus insurance.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, his wiener went in your vagina for $250.
Right.
That's insanity.
But some girls don't care, I guess.
$250,000.
They're very fucking desperate.
Cash up front. Then maybe we have a deal.
Well, you won't get the $250,000 because girls are doing it for $250.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, no one could afford having sex with me if I was charging.
It's total prostitution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you're going back and forth with numbers.
So what if you're just with one guy? You know, I'm sure after a few days you'll find somebody else or something, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, what I'm saying is it's still, prostitutes have like different clients.
Yeah, they have clients.
Right.
They have clientele.
But what I'm saying is if you have a sugar daddy and stuff, then you're just with one guy, let's say, just with him.
Right.
Right? But you could be sugar daddies with several guys.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, usually when you have a sugar daddy, you have multiple sugar
daddies. Probably, right?
Yeah.
They're all fucking you. They all, oh man, that's gross.
Yeah, like, so my old roommate... I'm not going to say her name because I have so much dirt on this bitch. Like, if she ever pisses me off to an extent, like, bitch, I will ruin you. But she told me that she went to this, she met this guy at a hotel, like one of those like nice restaurants. I think it might've been like the Polo Lounge or some shit.
Right.
And then he was like explaining to her how the business works. So like you get like a separate cell phone because they track your calls in and out. And like, he'll send you to a hotel that night and there'll be like a specific guy waiting for you at the bar and he'll like buy you drinks or dinner or food. And then you have to go upstairs to his room with him and like do whatever he paid you to do. Anal, blowjob, sex, right, whatever it is. And she said that after their meeting, he brought her up to a hotel room and she had to like strip naked and show off her body. I'm like, and how did you feel when you were doing that?
Uh-huh.
Like, I would feel like trash.
Right.
Like, you're just stripping for this dude who's judging you on your body. Like, I don't know if I can give her to my top clientele. Like, that's crazy to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. The things that people will do for sex, you know?
Or money.
Like,
yeah. Or drugs. Who knows who people are doing it for, but it's like, it's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Then you get, and people are like wondering why I'm like a snooty bitch and I'm like protective about who I sleep with. Because I see how you motherfuckers move. I'm sorry. You're not fucking me tonight, so are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With some chick who probably just finished having sex. Like, there's girls that have multiple sex with multiple dudes in one night.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Ooh.
That's disgusting.
So gross.
Yeah.
Infested with STDs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, there'll always be hookers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They always have been. They always will be.
And sometimes I don't think it's necessarily a choice. I think some people are just like kind of thrown into that lifestyle too.
How?
Like if they have like a shitty upbringing, and like get like a pimp when they're 14.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
They're based on true stories.
Yeah.
Found in newspapers.
Yeah. Do you still know what newspapers are? You're the one that was asking what was What's a newspaper, no?
No, that was not me, Sam.
No, there was somebody here.
110%.
Younger, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, definitely not me.
But you said who reads newspapers.
Yeah, probably.
Because
nobody reads newspapers.
Except me?
Yeah, I'm like, not a single person ever goes somewhere and buys a newspaper.
No, maybe not people you know, but listen, they're hurting, but they're not out of business.
I'm surprised they are still in business. Like, and those people that are working there, I hope they're like steady trying to find another job.
Well, no, many of them went digital, you know. I mean, the need for information is still there. It's just the question is, are people going to buy the print
version?
Yeah,
like the big ass, like gray,
black. I love it. Are you kidding me? God, I love the newspaper.
Mm-mm.
I love books. I like anything with paper and words on it.
Right.
Except old books. I don't like old books because they smell, you know.
I don't know what an old book smells like.
Yeah.
It's not in my...
Are books like kryptonite to you?
No, I like to read. But yeah. I like to read like self-help books.
Yeah.
I don't like to read like fiction or political or anything like that. Like I'll read like a dating book.
Right.
And
right.
I'll what retain all the information lately? And forget all of it a moment later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What have you read lately?
I started reading The Power.
The Power. Is that good?
It's pretty good, yeah. It's supposed to be life-changing by the time you're ending the book, but right now it's like my life is pretty much the same, so like when is the changing going to start? But it's like it was on New York Times bestseller list, like millions and millions of copies were sold.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just some guy giving his opinion on what he thinks like the power of nature and law is, but it's when he's talking, it makes complete and utter sense.
Yeah.
It makes you like double think, like, okay, I've been looking at certain situations.
When was it in the bestseller list?
I don't know. It's years old. I think it's like...
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Because he first started with The Spirit.
The Spirit?
And then the spinoff of that book was The Power.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'll bring it up and then I'll see if that's the one I'm thinking of. The Power. Does it have like a hand on it? On the cover?
No, it's like orange.
Yeah, orange, and it's got like a black hand on it.
I thought it was a like a moon or something. Like, isn't there a moon or like a...
No, I don't see that. But, okay, The Power. Women developed a weapon that changes everything. Naomi Alderman, is that the one that wrote it?
Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, The Power. Okay, I see it. I see it. Okay. All right. Well, if it's good, it's good. Winner of the 2017.
Yeah. No, Rhonda Bryan.
Rhonda Bryan.
Yeah, that's the book. And it's orange and there's no hand on it.
Rhonda Bryan.
Mm-hmm. It
looks
like this.
Okay, let me try The Power again.
Right there. It's like bright orange and it looks like the sun or something.
Is that The Power of Now?
No. That's
no,
another
The Power?
Book. It's just called The Power. The Power of Now is a completely different book.
Right. I know. So how is that possible? It's not coming up on Amazon here.
I don't know. That's
you
really
tell
weird.
Me. You see, I thought you were talking about the book, The 48 Laws of Power, and that's something totally different.
No, yeah. No. I used to own that book, and I didn't even bring it to California with me because it was just too long.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's The Secret.
Well, it's a spinoff of The Secret. The Secret was the first book. The Power is the second
that's
book.
That's all you had to say. Okay.
I did say that.
Because I remember The Secret. You did say something about
The
Secret?
Yeah, I said it's a spinoff of The Secret.
Yeah?
So The Secret was her first book.
Right,
and The Power is the second book.
Okay. So I see why it would be popular because mm-hmm. the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first one was a bestseller and then the second one was even more popular because her first book did so well.
Right.
But when I bought The Power, I didn't read The Secret because it says on the cover of The Power, you don't need to read The Secret if you're going to read this. So.
But that one was even bigger. Why didn't you read that one?
I don't know. I just bought The Power.
Okay. You like it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's just, I'm only on chapter one. So right now, chapter one is The Power of Love.
Okay.
Which is like my whole life, so.
Right. But how is it different from other books that talk about stuff like that? You know?
I feel like a lot of books focus on like how to like get over love and not actually understanding it. Like she is trying to explain like how to understand love and the aspect of love and how you feel about love and how to like kind of project that love as opposed to other like books where it's just like, okay, when you break up with this guy, like get the fuck over it.
Okay. If it speaks to you, hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so that's the only stuff that I'm reading. I should read more. I'll probably read this weekend cause I'm not going out. It's Halloween weekend. And I'm broke.
Well, yeah, that's right. It is. Mm-hmm. When is it? Sunday?
I think Halloween is on Monday, but everyone is partying. Like, I got invited to the Halsey party tonight.
Yeah.
And I just have zero. Oh, actually, Halloween's not till Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, God, so people are going to be annoying till Wednesday.
Yeah. It's only the 26th today. It can be.
Yeah, but people, like, literally my whole timeline yesterday was Halloween costumes.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, great, this is what this weekend is about. So I won't be out.
So you don't like Halloween, I take it.
I like Halloween movies and I like haunted houses and I like the whole decorations and the concept of Halloween. I don't like going to a party when everyone's dressed up as like slutty mouses or whatever.
Right.
And this day and age is so crazy that like someone could dress up as Michael Myers and literally be the new Michael Myers. Yeah, like and actually kill everyone at the party. Like yeah. I think I'm good. I think I'm really good.
Yeah.
And then when like the one survivor makes it out of the party and he's in the fucking holding cell or whatever, and he's like trying to explain to the cops. It was some dude in a Michael Myers costume, and the motherfucker gets away with it.
Yeah, there you go. You see,
that's why I don't go to parties. Mm. Even haunted houses sometimes.
You mean like, you don't go to Halloween parties?
Halloween parties, costume parties. Yeah, costume parties.
Yeah,
it's just like I don't know. I mean, if you're like a slutty nurse, obviously I know that's you, Becky. Like you're just naked now. But if it's like a guy with like a mask on and stuff, that would probably freak me out.
Yeah.
Like if I don't know. Like, what if a guy's pouring a drink and he's staring at me, but he has a mask on? I have no idea who the fuck is staring at me under that mask.
Yeah.
That would creep me out. If I go to the kitchen, some guy's like pouring some punch and he's looking at me, but he's got a mask on.
God, it's hard being a fucking woman. I'm telling you, can't do shit by yourself.
You can't.
You know?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, my roommate's gone for the weekend, so it's going to be like real quiet at the crib. I'm just like, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's funny is I like checking the weather in Oregon all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because the number one thing that dampens the whole thing, no pun intended, is the rain. Because I looked there and the next 10 days it's raining.
Ooh,
every day.
God, I couldn't
do that. I mean,
can
you like imagine?
No,
and
can't.
I love rain, but I don't know if I'll be able to last that.
No. That 10 days is long. That's almost
right.
Two straight weeks.
And
that's
just a 10-day forecast. You don't know what's going to happen beyond that either.
No, nope, I couldn't do it.
But no sun for 2 weeks?
When it rained here for 2 days, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We're all set now.
It's like going to test how much I really love rain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe just go for a month.
No, I'm going to go for a couple maybe.
I think
I'm
going to
go for a couple months and really see what it's like. That's what I'm doing.
What if you hate it after like 2 weeks?
I'll still stay the 2 months. But how can I hate it? I've been there. I know I really want to move there.
Yeah, but going there and living there are two different things. And you have
to agree. I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Like going to Miami is great, but I don't want to live in Miami. If that's the case. Going to New York is great, but I don't want to live in New York.
Right, exactly. But this is a place where I would actually like to live there. I found, you know, a gorgeous house. I showed it to you. So how can I pass up on that?
I mean, I'm not saying pass it up. I'm just saying maybe go for a month.
Yeah, but a month is too short.
Not really.
Yeah.
30 days is plenty of time to know.
It's not worth taking a lot of shit with you for 1 week.
So maybe just like lease out your apartment for a little bit while you're gone. I would do that instead of completely moving. Like,
no, you can't sublease it here, or maybe not. I don't think in my building many places won't let you sublease your place.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but
I figured they wouldn't give a shit as long as rent was being paid.
I can ask.
Yeah, I mean that would probably be like if I were you, I would sublease my apartment here. Like month to month.
Right.
So, you know, like it's just like because people
but
always.
But it gives you too much of a leeway to come back. You know, you have to.
Yeah,
like,
but in the beginning.
Listen, the only way to do it is to be thrown in there and survive.
No.
I'm telling you, people, when my dad sent me here when I was 16, people would say, oh, 2 months, 2 years, that's it. Now, 42 years later, you know, so. You never know, but you have to try, you know?
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, okay, so I have the sun here every day, but here comes the weekend. I'm going to be bored again. I got nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Right.
You know, at least there I have like a house on the lake. I can, even if you just sit outside, it's pleasant. It's not like sitting at home. But there's so many things to do, you know? And the thing is look, there are still 6 months at least of nice weather.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could say the same song and dance
thing
every
over,
time.
Over,
yeah,
right.
But I'm just saying, if it were me, I would try to sublease
for
my...
a month. Did you, when you came here, did you do the same thing? Did you tell yourself you're coming for a month?
I knew I wasn't going back.
Okay, so there you go.
But you don't know that, Sam.
Well,
I've been to California 1,000 times.
Decide.
I always knew I was going to live here.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like I was just like, oh,
so
you know.
So you've been here before.
Yeah, I filmed every show I've done here. Like, you know, it's just, I knew that LA was like where I was supposed to be.
Right.
You know?
And it's hard not to get used to LA with the weather.
I mean, and it's just like so crazy because like my sister called me this morning and she's like not getting along with my mom. And like, and I asked her at some point, I go, because my mom wants her to pay a certain amount of money a month to live with her,
live
okay?
With her, right.
But she's also making my dad pay her a hefty amount, like money that's more than what the mortgage is. So my dad is still paying for the house.
For your sister, pretty much.
Yeah, because that's the only reason my dad's paying for it.
Right.
But my dad's paying not only for the mortgage, but he's also giving my mom money for bills.
Right.
So then my mom wants even more money on top of that with Gabby, but Gabby doesn't want to live with her for the rest of her life. So she's right. like, Mom, I'm not paying this anymore because I need to save to move out.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be 35 living with my mom.
Yeah.
And my mom is very difficult. She's like a very difficult human being.
Really? Does she get into your life, like into the details?
She's just like not a happy camper.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So it's not cool to be around her.
She's like, you have like my dad, who's like the jokester.
Uh-huh.
Me, who's like the runner up for jokester. And Gabby, yeah. who's in between being serious because she's a mom and being a jokester. So you got like us three annoying peeps. My brother doesn't live there anymore. And then my mom. And she, every time we would like eat dinner or something together, like everyone would be laughing, having a good time. And it's like, she just like.
Right.
Straight face.
Not into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why when my dad left her and she was crying so hard and she called me and she'd be crying, I'm like, Mom, why are you crying? Because you don't even like this dude.
Right.
We'd be at dinner and you look at him like he's the biggest piece of shit on the face of the planet. Like, you should be happy that you could start over now. Because yeah. you were not happy before and everybody knew it. Like, we could all feel it.
Yeah, people forget sometimes, you know?
Like, they forget.
They forget the bad things.
Yeah, because they're so scared to be alone.
Yeah, either that or I think it's just nature for people to tend to forget the negative things, you know?
Right.
And to remember the good things, which is a positive way to behave, I guess. But,
right.
But it's I don't know about your mom, man, but it won't be easy for her to find someone if she's negative like that and down.
Mm. You know? And I mean, sometimes when you date someone new, uh-huh. it brings more positivity in your life. Like when you're having like new sex and like trying new experiences with, like, you know, someone new, it's like, oh
right.
yes, like this is what I've been like waiting for, you know. So maybe she just needs that, but
right.
I mean, I guess like Gabby told her, like, I need to start moving out, like I need to start planning my exit out of this house. Like, my sister can't decorate it how she wants because it's, at the end of the day, it's my mom's house.
Right.
She can't do what she wants because it's my mom's house.
Like, exactly. No, it's very confining. You can't do that. You know, I mean, at that age, you're not meant to live at your parents' house.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, and I get it. My mom needs my sister there, probably, so she doesn't, like, you know, the house is big and it's yeah. full of memories. And I said to Gabby, I go, why doesn't she just sell it?
Yeah, move to a smaller place.
And sell it for a little bit more than what it's worth, so you get a little bit of a profit. Like, I mean, the house is redone. It's super nice. Like,
right.
just sell it. Like, why would you want to live in a crib
right.
and have memories of a dude that just shattered your heart in a million pieces anyway?
Yeah, well, maybe convince her to move here.
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
With you.
No. Me and her don't... Well, I mean, I love my mom to death, don't get me wrong, but me and her, like, we can only stand each other in intervals. Like, when I see you yeah. once a year...
Right.
At Christmas time, we
That's
good.
That's enough.
And even at that, we'll probably fight 3 or 4 times when I'm home.
Wow.
Yeah, like when I was home last time.
But your sister's not like that with her, right?
They are like once in a while.
Yeah.
But not as bad as me and mom.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're a difficult person, maybe.
I am a difficult person. But the thing is I'm a difficult person, but I also like have no problem not saying what I want to say. So right. if I think my mom is being out of pocket or rude, like there was one instance where she was like literally saying some of the worst things I've ever heard you could say to a person to my dad. And I was like, you need to like stop. Like, I get that you're upset. And she thought it was me picking sides. And it was like, no, I'm not picking sides because dad's a douche for what he did.
Right.
But like, there's no need for you to talk to our father that way.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like little stuff like that. It's like, I have no problem telling my mom like, no.
Yeah.
And then we start beefing.
Wow.
Yeah, our family is really fucked up.
All families
yeah.
are. I'm telling you.
And I said that to...
I mean, look at my fucking kids, man. Fucking abandoned me like this.
I know, that's crazy.
What the fuck,
but I could say the same thing about my dad.
Yeah.
He's doing what your kids are doing.
Yeah.
Like, he has literally jumped ship.
Right. Like, but he doesn't call you names and shit.
No, he would never. And I called him like a piece of shit via text and he still didn't even respond back with like, well, you're broke. Yeah. I almost want to hit him up and see if he'll pay my rent this month.
Yeah.
But I'm like scared.
Yeah, you barely been talking. Why would he?
Because I'm your daughter. My dad's like that,
see,
though.
That's not
my dad's like that, though. We've already had this discussion.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So? We can have it again.
Yeah, so let's
like
just,
my son says, because you're my father, you owe me for the rest of your life and I owe you nothing. Is that what you
I
feel?
I don't feel like the I owe you nothing part is legit. Yeah. But I feel like, and this was actually, someone just posted a meme on, I always say meme, on Instagram.
I'm not correcting you anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah, don't. On Instagram, and it started at a debate. Like, people were going back and forth. It was like something like along the lines of, I don't care how old my kids get, if they ever need me, I'm doing what they need. Like if my 50-year-old son gets a divorce and needs a couch to stay, I'm gonna clean out one of my rooms and I got you.
Well, of course,
you know
course,
what I mean, like little stuff
kid.
Like that. Yeah.
But if they start sucking your blood out and don't work and shit like that,
yeah,
that's a problem.
I mean, but it's also at the end of the day, it's not that people don't want to work. I mean, if they were lazy and they strictly were like, oh, my parents are going to take care of me, I'm not even going to bother getting a job, that's one thing. But if it's like they're on their hustle and their grind and they're trying to work and it's not right. working out, like sometimes you just got to throw your kid a
okay,
barrel.
Okay, so they have to have at least a good attitude towards you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not call you a douchebag and names that I don't even want to
repeat.
Mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, your kids are definitely going about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know? But it's also about communication. Maybe you guys just have like a very unopen line of communication or very like blurred.
Yeah,
or,
we do.
Yeah.
They've heard
Has
only
it been
one
like that
side.
Always?
No, not when they were young.
Right.
But then when they grew up enough to understand, I'm sure older mothers' comments and behavior and stuff like that did
right.
not help.
Right.
And all I can say is I think she did a fucking shitty job raising them because, look, to have no respect for your father.
Yeah.
What kind of a fucking thing is that?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's definitely difficult. Yeah. I mean, I'm mad at my dad for, like, you know, not talking to me, but I will respect that man for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and what could I possibly have done to them? You know what I'm saying? I was always there for them.
Yeah.
Always did things and spent a lot of time with them when they were kids and everything. So I don't know what the hell else I can do.
Right.
I let him come and stay with me. He stayed for 4 months. Made his presence very difficult for me, and then opened his mouth when I wouldn't give him $40 because I'd already given him enough, and I said, I'm enabling you by giving you money. Everybody's telling me, why are you doing that?
Right.
You're just hurting him more.
Right. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I do.
Well, I mean,
I do, because listen, because you're part of that generation.
Yeah.
You guys got everything because we as
But that's
going
to continue, too, because like if my kids hit me with that,
okay,
I'm
so
like,
you
oh,
have
fine.
To eat shit, too, as a
yeah.
parent. You
For
know?
Sure. I'm definitely going to.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you do so much for your kids and everything. You expect at least, you know, some respect from them,
mm-hmm.
some recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You don't owe him anything. They're grown people. They're in their late 20s. They should be able to survive. And what I'm saying is, I didn't cut him off. I was still paying for a lot of shit of theirs. But my question was, why?
Right.
Why am I working for you?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they can work just as well. So, yeah. So he. So it could never have ended well.
Yeah.
I mean. It could never
I feel like it
can
end well. Like if my dad said no to me, I wouldn't like call him names. I'd
right,
be like,
right.
I would like move on.
No,
you know?
But I mean the kicking him out and everything was, you know. But I mean, he made it clear he was only staying with me. He didn't enjoy it either, and he was only staying with me for the cat because he didn't have a place to go.
Yeah.
And put the cat. So
yeah.
I said, "Fuck that." But I kept on going. You know, that's what I'm saying. All the hurt that they put me through over the years, and I'm still there for them.
Right.
And they don't give a shit, so I don't know when I'll see
Yeah, and
them
you
again.
Can't make people give a shit. You can't.
And I never thought I'd find myself in that position in my life.
Right.
Never.
Right.
And I invested so much in my kids. I look at other fathers that didn't invest much. The kids have respect for them still,
right.
you know?
Right.
They were assholes, the fathers, whatever they saw it as an obstacle to what they're trying to do.
Right.
And I know that. I've seen that. But at the end of the day, the kids still have respect for them.
Right.
And here, I've given my life to them, and all I get is shit. So, yeah, kudos to their mom for doing such a great job raising them. What can I say? And you know what? They don't have respect for anybody. It's not just me. So I just think they're not nice people.
That's crazy.
I know. But they're not nice people. And I can say that.
Damn.
I know.
I mean, my parents can't say that about me. I'm a bitch sometimes, but I'm definitely a nice person. Like, my heart is bigger than, like, you know? Yeah. And I always want, like, I always think about that too, like how there's this video on that was online this morning on Instagram of this woman. She has like an accent. She's obviously from a different country. She's got her daughter in the backseat. And this guy pulls up to her and is saying awful things. Like, he's like super gay, saying Trump needs to get your people out of the fucking country and blah, 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 blah. Like, just ripping her to shreds in front of her daughter. But it's not like nice. It's not like in a nice way. Like, you're talking degradingly with the child in the car. And in my head, I'm like, how are people like this? Like, how, what was your come up? How did you become so angry that you feel like you can say that to a complete stranger that you've never even had a conversation with?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what gives you the right?
It's evil, you know? It's evil. Yeah.
Even online, like, sometimes when these people come to my page and leave these comments, I'm like,
yeah.
You don't know me. You've never met me in person. You've never had a conversation with me. You're judging me off a 13-episode TV show that could be edited any way that you know, seems fit. Right. So that's how you're judging me. So you're coming to my page telling me to go kill myself, or you hope my family dies, or, you know, whatever it is that they feel like saying. And in my head, I'm like, who created these people? What made you this way? Like, don't get me wrong. There's sometimes I'm scrolling down social media and I'll see something. I'm like, what a fucking dumbass, you know, but I will never stop at that page and comment
what
a fucking dumbass you are. Like, I would never do that
because you're not a troll.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like these people, and it's not just that, it's in life too. Like, you see videos all the time of people just like talking shit to people, like little kids having a lemonade stand and a white lady's uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden the white lady's calling the cops and, you know, talking
bless you.
Chill. That's I always sneeze at the most random times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why did I just sneeze right now?
I don't know. Your nose needed it.
I'm allergic to the bullshit.
But no, I mean, the social media will kill you, you know? I mean, did you hear about Carrie Underwood? She went to, she posted a picture going to a soccer game with her son, right?
Right.
So people started trolling her about the fact that she had makeup on going to a soccer game.
I would have makeup on going to a soccer game.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these people, you know? And so people always have the same thing to say about, I mean, bad things to say about anybody, you know?
Yep, 110%.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they tweet, for example, why full face of makeup at a soccer game? Just weird, Carrie. Has to be totally camera ready for every shot. And another person wrote, real sport mom, don't wear 20 pounds of makeup on their face to games and practice. So, you know, it's like, why don't they just shut up, you know?
Because they have nothing better to do. And shitting on someone as beautiful as Carrie Underwood probably makes them feel better about themselves because they hate themselves.
That's pathetic.
Those people hate themselves.
Yeah.
110%. Like, if anyone that can go to somebody else's page and comment on their life or their children or whatever have you.
Right.
I mean, if it's like a video where the person is like, you know, dangling their kid off a balcony. I mean, by all means, talk shit. You know, if they're doing something asinine and like they should be shit talked about, talk shit about them. But if it's like just somebody living their life, or like a portrait, or a picture of them at like a picnic or a concert, or like smiling or enjoying life because they're happy.
Right.
These people come to their page and talk shit because they're completely unhappy.
Yeah, and they're jealous. You know, they want to bring you down along with them.
Like all these people that are doing school shootings and stuff, it's because they hate themselves.
Yeah.
And therefore they want to go to these schools and kill the people that go to school and like love it. Like, think about it, a basketball player, a cheerleader, even like a captain of the debate team. They all got their knit nats of friends and they're all happy to go to school and like socialize and do whatever they do. And then you got those couple of people that have nobody because they choose to have nobody. I'm firmly convinced that even someone who's weird and emo and like, you know, introverted and misunderstood, you can still find other people just like you and have relationships.
These
people choose to be alone and they choose to be miserable and they choose to be unhappy.
Yeah.
And then they end up killing people.
Yeah, they're miserable, man. They're miserable.
And that makes me scared if I ever have kids to put them in like public school.
Yeah.
You know?
Public schools, indeed.
Yeah.
So, in other news, do you know who Sinead O'Connor is?
No.
Probably not. No. I don't blame you. She's a piece of shit. She went and she had like a song, a Prince song that she sang back in the 80s or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she... She ripped the Pope's picture like way back when, what year was it? I'm trying to see. But it was some time ago, you know, and people were outraged and everything. So now she turned into Islam. And what I wanted to say is that look what she says. She says, you know, this is the natural conclusion to, I'm sorry, this is the natural conclusion of any intelligent theologian's journey. All scripture study leads to Islam, which makes all other scriptures redundant. Okay, now that's like, that's a slap in the face of everyone, pretty much, you know, to come and say, hey, this is like suddenly I discovered this and all your fucking books are bullshit. You know, and so, but this is the kind of person she is. She always needed attention and all this shit. So she can go fuck herself, really.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but you seem to hate her. So.
She had a song called "Nothing Compares to You." You don't know
no
that,
clue.
Right?
No clue.
It was a shitty song anyway. You know? Let me bring it up to you. You know, because yeah, let me go to YouTube real quick, and I'm going to bring this up, and I want to see. I want to show you what a shitty song she's known over. And, you know, yeah, let's see. Sinead, Nothing Compares to You. Okay. So this is a song that Prince wrote, okay?
Okay. So it's a cover.
No, but he, I think he wrote it for her, did he? I don't know. But it's such a slow song, man.
I've definitely heard this song.
Yeah?
110%, yeah.
Okay, so you know her. So people knew her because she was like bald and stuff at the time, and she made a lot of statements and all that, but I never liked their politics. I don't know why these fucking musicians have to bring their politics into the mix, you know?
It's just, but the... I don't know. Yeah. I don't care about politics.
I know, but
why? I wish I did, but I don't.
I don't even know why I cared about bringing this up, but because
you obviously saw a picture or something of her and it pissed you
no,
off.
No, it's not the picture. It's the article, really.
Right.
To say that the natural conclusion of any intelligent person is to Islam. I mean, come on. Look at all the violence that comes from there. I mean, fuck you, Sinead.
You tell her.
Yeah.
You tell her, Sam.
Wow. All right. Well, we're at the end of the road for today, folks. The end of this week. And now, you sure you don't want to move to Oregon? Because I'd like to continue my show, but I can't find anybody there.
You can fly me out once a month, though, and I'll come and do it with you. We'll do like a 1 month special.
Yeah, right.
We'll do it like in your basement. Hello, reporting live.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
I know, right? That'll be sad. Our last show will be so sad.
Yeah.
No, we definitely have to have a party, though. This is no bullshit.
Yeah, no.
No,
for
like,
sure.
For
even
sure.
Even a going away party for the whole station.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, oh, we're going to have a... And this isn't no... Say, like, yes, you're saying yes to a party. No, we're having a party.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And, like, yeah, people need to take Ubers because everyone's getting fucked up.
Okay. All right. Let's get it. We'll rent the bus for everybody.
Yeah, a little party
bring
bus.
A shuttle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good weekend, Danny.
I know. All I want to do is see John. Please.
Okay, John, come on. Show up in your fucking Lamborghini and release her from her misery.
I'm hoping by like Sunday he'll be over it.
Maybe he will. But don't send him pictures of you.
No. What do you mean, naked pictures?
Yeah.
What? First of all, he's already seen me naked 1,000 times.
No, but I mean, because I just read an article again. This guy, like, blackmailed this chick. He had pictures with her.
Oh, he can go to jail for
sex.
That.
Well, but then he got $1,000 from her. She hoped to keep him quiet, and then he murdered her.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah, he murdered her.
What article is this? I've not
and
heard of this.
And then he killed himself afterwards, yeah.
Okay, he was obviously...
Look up Lauren McCluskey. That's her name.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
what? Where did this happen?
In Utah.
Wow.
University of Utah.
Wow, yeah. People are
crazy. She was 21 years old, man. And you know what? Not only that, but they're saying she's appealed 6 times to the university.
That he's crazy?
Over the 12 days before her body was found.
That's insane. So basically, they ignored her troubles, and then it got her killed.
Right.
There's been a couple of articles of girls that are in college that this has happened to.
Yeah. But the main reason, the main lesson to learn here is don't fucking take naked pictures, man. Stop it. All right.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.